He's set to take on Alistair Overeem in the co-main event of this weekend's UFC Fight Night 26 event. Please welcome to the show for the very first time, Travis Brown. Travis, thanks for joining me, man.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Now, I don't want to dive right into your fight right off the bat. I sort of want to get some loosey-goosey stuff out of the way. I want to ask you what you've been doing since your last fight. I follow you on Instagram, and you seem like a goofy kind of guy who loves to do some outdoorsy stuff and things like that. I saw you yesterday or the day before that you were out fishing. Did you catch anything?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, we that's why my buddy had the dunce cap on. It's because he was the last one to catch a fish. It was just me. It was my girlfriend, myself, and then my buddy Alan. And my girlfriend hooked up with a fish, and then I hooked up with a fish right after that. And then Alan was sitting there wearing the horned hat there because he was the last one to catch fish. So it was good times.
Hilarious. That's pretty funny. Now, I looked up your nickname, Hapa, on Wikipedia, and it says the definition for Hapa is a person of mixed descent. So how'd you get the nickname, and who came up with it?
I got it because that's what I am. I'm Hapa, and, that's just kind of, people called me that all the time growing up. Because in Hawaii, like it said, it's your mixed descent. So I'm half white and half Hawaiian, and that's just what I am. So when I started fighting, it's funny. A bunch of buddies were trying to send me all the nicknames they wanted me to have and stuff like that. And I'm a guy that just kind of stays true to himself and pretty humble. So I wanted to pick something that I am and something I can represent and not fake. People are like, oh, you should be the assassin or this or that, and try to come up with all these names. And I was just, so I just picked something that I am, and I'm Hapa, and I wanted to represent, that kind of people and where I came from.
Yeah, now let's move into the fight game. I'm sure you don't like to dwell on the past, but your loss to Bigfoot started off sort of as a freak accident. Have you done anything in training camp to ensure that this won't happen again?
Yeah, I hate to admit this, but as you get a little bit older, your body changes, and there's good and there's bad. And one of the bad things is that you're not as flexible as you used to be, or pliable almost. And that's something I've definitely been working on. I've been stretching and making sure that I try to stay injury free.
Perfect. Now, do you see Overeem as your biggest challenge to date? And I don't mean size wise, I mean skill wise.
Yeah, I think Overeem is one of the best strikers I've ever fought, MMA fighters though, like my last fight against Gonzaga, I think he has a better well-rounded game. I think Bigfoot has a better well-rounded game, but I think Alistair is the biggest name, and he's definitely the best striker.
Does the name put any added pressure on you?
No.
No.
I think certain guys, that would happen. But with me, I think one of my strong points is my mental game, and that I'm not a weak fighter mentally. It doesn't matter who you are, what you do, if you're a fighter for a living or a babysitter, it doesn't matter to me. I'm gonna go out there, I'm gonna do my job, and I'm gonna try to come out with the victory.
Do you train that side of your game, the mental side? I know a lot of guys like George St. Pierre and stuff have a mental coach. Do you have anything like that?
Yeah, I have a mental coach. His name is Mark Stevens. He's in Albuquerque, and we definitely go through a lot of stuff like that. And we just, a lot of people say that this game is, 80% mental, 20% physical, or even higher than that. You definitely have to train that, and whether you know it or not, you're training it. So if you don't do it the right way, then it's gonna hurt you in the long run.
Yeah. Now, sort of mental wise, I'm sure you've been asked this question quite a bit now. There's a lot of chat going around the MMA scene and sports in general about PEDs lately, and TRT in particular. Some support it, some don't. Interestingly enough, your next opponent has a history of PEDs. What's your take on TRT in the sport of MMA, and do you have any recommendations on how to regulate it? Now, this fight will be the co-main event of the first ever Fox Sports One card. What's it feel like to help launch the channel? Now, you train with one of the best camps out there in the business, Jackson's MMA. Another fellow heavyweight, Frank Mir, trains with them as well. How often do you guys spar together, and has he helped you at all prepare for this Overeem matchup?
Yeah, definitely. Frank's been there, John Jones has been there, Andre Arlovski's been there. We brought a couple guys in there to help out. But yeah, definitely. Frank's helped me out quite a bit, and throwing his suggestions into the pot, and with everybody's input and stuff like that, we came up with a good game plan, and I look forward to pulling off the win.
Now, today is sort of a media call day for you. The coming days are going to be media days for you leading up to the fight. What's the one question you hate getting asked the most?
The one question I hate being asked. I think the one is like, oh, how do you feel? You know what I mean? It's like, what do you mean, how do I feel? Or it's like, are you ready? You know what I mean? Like, are you ready? Am I ready? What do you mean, am I ready? Of course I'm ready. This is what I do. You know what I mean? Like, are you ready when you get up in the morning to go do your radio show? I hope so. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I'm ready. I'm here. I'm good to go. And I'm excited for fight night. I just can't wait to get there and get in the cage and let it go.
Definitely. We're ready too. He is Travis Brown, set to take on Alistair Overeem in the co-main event of this weekend's UFC Fight Night 26 event. Thanks for joining me, Travis, and good luck.
Thanks, sir.